guest sitting in with us here at the Wave Farm in Acre is Jeff Kohler. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
You got it.
This is sort of be a pre-question. and you're here from, are you in Chicago or?
Chicago, Illinois.
And tell us why you're here. You're the actual first official resident at the Wave Farm.
Right. I came out here through the Free 103 Airtime residency. The first resident here at the Wave Farm Study Center to work on a project called Ringtones for 8 days in total. And then with a concluding show on Saturday afternoon, I believe.
All right. And can you tell us a little bit about what you do and why you're here, what brings you to Wave Farm and how you work? I guess your work is with radio, right?
Right. I also am here representing Radius, which is an experimental radio broadcast platform based in Chicago, Illinois. And we actually produce a monthly series for the Transmission Arts series every fourth
Saturday
of the month.
At 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. You can hear a rebroadcast of a past Radius episode, and then also a playlist of work selected by each artist represented in the Radius archive. So we're on episode 29 now. Starting in August will be the 29th episode, and we've been operating for about a little over a year and a half now.
And so people can hear you on the radio in Chicago?
Right. We're an unlicensed low-power FM station, and you can hear on 88.9 FM. And then we also have a secondary stream online. We host every episode on the SoundCloud, and it's available to download for free and also to stream as well.
And I guess Chicago is kind of infamous for not having very good community radio. Is that true?
Yeah, there's not much in terms of anything except for commercial radio there. There's a few stations, college-run stations, but as far as community station where you could actually go and have your own show is kind of little to none.
And what is your station like?
It's more of a curated space, and it began more as an art project where we represent artists from all over the world. So although we have 29 episodes, only 3 of the artists are from Chicago. The rest are artist-submitted works from people, once again, all around the world. And we do the stream online, and it also comes with a package deal of an artist statement, biography from the artist. So the hope is to be able to listen and then hear the artists speak about the work in context of their own work, but also what their goals and aspirations are for wanting to have it broadcast on the radio.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Jeff Kohler, who is the first artist in residence at the Wave Farm, Free 103.9 is the parent organization of WGXC, and Wave Farm is the study center. You're the first resident in the residency program that's kicking off or restarting, I guess, after a couple of years as the new study center gets open. Tell us, give anybody listening some web addresses if they want to find out more information about what you're talking about.
Right. If you want to learn more about Radius or listen to any of the previous episodes, you can go to our website, which is theradius.us, where you can stream all of our past episodes as well as our ongoing rebroadcast series with WGXC, and then also recently started a new rebroadcast series with Socioacusia based in Guadalajara, Mexico. Again, that's theradius.us.
And tell us what project are you working on this week? I guess we might hear some tones emitting later in the show that you're working on.
Right. So I'm out here actually representing my own work. So I'm working on a new piece called Ringtones, and I have my statement up here. So Ringtones is a set of operative ringtones produced specifically for use on mobile telephones. The idea is to investigate dominant cadence structures and other audible signals like the dial tone, busy signal, off-the-hook tone, and the recorder tone. And then also to explore the proprietary encoding formats and data compression techniques that are used to reduce transmission bandwidth in ringtones. So it's an investigation of the compositional structures of ringtones and also their functional use as transmission indicators.
So how would someone who has a cell phone relate to what you're doing with their ringtone?
Well, in the end, the hope is I'm hoping to produce around 25 ringtones. It'll be anywhere between 15 and 45 seconds, and they'll be available for download for free some way or another on the Free 103 website. Yeah, as an MP3 format, WAVE format, and then I'm working to get other proprietary encoding formats as well for like Nokia phones and things like that.
Oh, each phone has to have a special format?
Depending, I mean, all iPhones would accept something like an MP3, but sort of the phones that you would buy for under $50, might not even have an SD card or something like that. So it's also an issue of trying to figure out how to be able to download these things to the mobile device.
Ah. Peter, you have any questions for Jeff?
I heard you downstairs practicing. I don't know the right word for it. And I was wondering how you got interested in this sort of thing and what kind of things you hope to do in the future.
Right. That's a good question. I think more recently my body of work has shifted, and I became interested in alert sounds specifically. I did a piece called Startup and Shutdown in 2010, which was basically finding all of the Windows and Macintosh startup and shutdown and alert sounds, and using those as source material to make 2 5-minute-long sort of representation of what a startup or shutdown sound can be. I became really interested specifically in kind of like micro music that is anywhere from like 1 second to 15 seconds, which kind of drew me to thinking about ringtones, because I also have a background in being interested in radio and transmission, and seemed like kind of a nice melding of the two. Mm-hmm. And it's strange. I've been doing the recording for the past couple of days, and it's certainly going to be one of the most formal releases, something that I won't be able to perform live, and I'm more so thinking about the audio that I'm going to produce as being something functional rather than something that you would go to a concert to enjoy.
Yeah, that would have been my next question. Mm-hmm. Is it merely practical, or is it art?
Hopefully both. yeah, so I think what you were hearing downstairs was some field recordings that I was doing in some live sessions. And so hoping to record a lot and then go back and then basically restructure and do post-production to have like a final product. So probably what you heard was a lot noisier than maybe what it will be in the release.
Okay.
All right. And Jeff, I think you have some sounds to play for us.
Yeah. So I'll be playing a piece or a recording I did, I don't know, maybe 2.5 hours ago. So it's going to be kind of a rough cut here. And this is for the Ringtones project in participation with Free 103.9's residency here, the Airtime Residency at the Wave Farm Study Center that I'll be working on for the next week. And then some more formal release will be happening sometime later in August or September. On the Free 103.9 website.
All right, so you want to play that now? Back on the WGXC Afternoon Show. We're talking to Jeff Kohler, and that you were just playing some recordings that you've made in 2 hours ago. Is that right?
Yeah, 2 hours ago, directly underneath on the first floor of the Wave Farm Study Center.
So we have the freshest garden of beets in Greene County right here.
And I look forward to some fresh ringtones. You get tired of them so quick that you want to switch often.
Right.
All right. So we want to thank Jeff for coming by. And you're going to be here for 2 hours on Saturday. You're going to do the Saturday afternoon show on WGXC.
Yep, that's correct. I'll be here on Saturday showing some sort of a work in progress of the ringtones, and then also speaking a little bit more specifically on the goals for the Radius project that's based in Chicago.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon on the WGXC afternoon WGXC afternoon show. And